This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Coming up, we'll be talking with actor-comedian Chris Williams of the new show One Big Happy. But first, a map of the most commonly searched for goods and services in each state shows that sex, drugs, and breast implants are on the list. A new map has been created using Google Autocomplete to reveal the most searched for good or service in each state capital. It was created by typing how much does an item cost in that particular city, and then discovering the most commonly searched for good or service. For Sacramento, California, by example, the most popular searched items included breast augmentation, divorce, and liposuction. Gas, weed, and electricity were the most popular search suggestions for Denver, Colorado. The end of the CD, streaming music revenues, now edges out physical sales of records for the first time ever. There was a major shift to streaming music last year. Data also shows that streaming has topped CD sales and revenue for the first time in the United States. The data also shows rapid growth both for on-demand services like Spotify and Rhapsody and internet radio providers such as Pandora. Fox's Empire Season 1 finale attracted over 17 million viewers. The Nielsen Company said that's how many people watched the second of two Empire episodes to air Wednesday night of last week. The first hour was seen by 15.8 million. It represented the most popular finale for a television drama's first season since ABC's Grey's Anatomy back in 2005. David Crosby hit a jogger with his car in Santa Ynez, California, sending the guy to the hospital. The legendary rocker was doing 55 miles an hour when he hit the man on a highway. Crosby told cops he was blinded by the sun, which led to the accident. The 46-year-old runner's injuries were not life-threatening, but he was airlifted to the hospital with multiple fractures and lacerations. Smartphone users have their locations shared about 540 times a day. Researchers looked at 23 smartphone users who had several apps on their phone, including Facebook and Groupon. They found that one user has their information shared 539 times a day, while another user had it shared 5,300 times in 2 weeks. According to a source, Katy Perry and John Mayer are officially done again for good. Mayer told his friends that they broke up because he doesn't have any emotional interest for Katy, but will always love her. The two were seen together in January eating dinner at a friend's house in Los Angeles. Sources say that when the couple broke up a couple of years ago, they continued to talk and were on friendly terms and then decided to get back together, and now they've uncoupled again. The perfect presidential candidate for next year would not be like President Obama. A new CNN poll asked about 1,000 Americans about what they thought would be the ideal background and value system for a presidential candidate for 2016. The poll found most Americans would like a candidate who's a seasoned political leader with an executive background who's willing to change some of President Obama's policies. 59% of Americans say they'd like a candidate who has been in the public eye as a political leader for many years over one who's new to the political scene. 59% also say they prefer a candidate with executive experience over one who's worked as a legislator. And 57% say the perfect Obama successor would change most of the policies enacted by the Obama administration. The poll also found Democrats were more likely to prefer a seasoned leader than Republicans, 77% to 51%. However, 77% of them would prefer Obama's policies remain in place. A 26-year-old Colorado woman answered a Craigslist ad to buy baby clothes and ended up getting her stomach cut open by the woman she'd gone to meet. The expectant mother went to the former nurse's aide's home Wednesday, but instead of clothes, she was stabbed and her 7-month-old fetus was removed from her body. The fetus died, but the mother called 911 and has survived. Police found her lying on a bed going in and out of consciousness. The 34-year-old suspect was arrested and is being held on $2 million bail while prosecutors weigh charges against her. You've seen him on the new sitcom, One Big Happy. Westchester, New York native, actor, and comedian Chris Williams is the brother of Vanessa Williams and the son of retired school teachers Helen and the late Milton Williams. Chris grew up listening to me on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know,
my hometown radio. Big fan.
Yeah, and I used to see your folks every year at the Hudson River Teachers Federal Credit Union Dinner Dance.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
Yeah, and they would get up and dance all night long. And then, of course, I know we lost your father a few years ago. And is your mom, Helen, still around?
Yes, she is. She's living in Chappaqua, right next to my sister.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And one day I will get back to Wichita myself.
Yeah, one day. Sure, you're promising. But well, you got, I remember your sister used to talk about you all the time, and your parents, too. Because if I asked about Vanessa, they'd always say, well, let me tell you about our son, Chris.
Yes, indeed.
Just the best parents. And when you mention their names to people that had them as teachers, you just get the most remarkable feedback, which I'm sure you've heard.
Yes, indeed. I was very fortunate to have them as parents. And my final father's funeral, actually, we had like almost 3,000 to 4,000 people came just to pay their respects. So and just from being a elementary school music teacher.
Yeah, but he was certainly beloved.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Much more. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
So let's talk about One Big Happy.
Yeah. Well, we have a very interesting dynamic in our One Big Happy family. It's about Alicia Cuthbert plays a woman named Lizzie who just so happens to be gay, and she and her best friend, who's played by Nick Zano, they decide to have a baby together. And then he meets the love of his life and a woman named Prudence, who's played by Kelly Brook. And it's about the three of them. They get married, and it's about the three of them trying to live together and be one big happy family. And my character is Roy, and I'm married to Alicia, played by Rebecca Corey. And we're kind of like if you had Carla marrying Woody on Cheers. So I'm kind of one of those smart guys that's not necessarily sharp. And she's, you know, very acerbic, and she's, you know, right to the point. And it's our relationship on the show is really, really great. And we actually have a 5-year-old on the show, but I don't know if you'll ever see her because, you know, parenting is really difficult. And we make that very clear on the show. But it's and Brandon Smith is also on the show. And it's just a really funny premise, and it's our one big happy family, and people seem to be really enjoying it.
Well, of course, it always comes down to the writing, right? I mean, there has to be great lines and great storylines for people to follow.
Exactly. Liz Feldman, who is a comedian, and she actually worked for Ellen DeGeneres, who's our executive producer. She used to write for Ellen, and she brought this idea to her because it's kind of loosely based on her life. She had a best friend, and he got married to someone who she didn't necessarily get along with. And that's the reality makes for great great comedy. So she brought it to Ellen's production company, and we decided to make One Big Happy last spring, and they liked it so much we made 5 more episodes. So all 6 are airing, and
well, that's terrific. So it worked out well. Now, did you know the writer before this?
No, I did not know her.
Okay.
I did not know. I knew of her work, but I had not met her yet.
Okay, I was just curious if there was a connection there.
Really, really funny.
Yeah.
No, it's really really funny stuff.
So your agent sends you the script. You say, wow, this is pretty funny. I really want this. And you got it.
Yeah, well, it's a long audition process. You have to go to the auditions and meet with producers a couple times and paired up with different women. And Rebecca actually got the show before I did. And we had never really worked together. And then once they put us together, it was kismet. It was right there for us. And we have a great relationship on the show, and we're having such a great time, and people seem to be really, really liking it. And since we established the characters in the premiere episode, now that you know who we are, it just gets funnier and funnier and funnier as it goes along.
Now, is there a chance there'll be additional episodes?
Hopefully. These have been doing well so far, but we just want people to still keep enjoying it, and then we'll hopefully be coming back for the following fall. It'd be great.
Yeah, that would be great. Now, it would also allow you to continue doing stand-up. Is that something you're still actively pursuing?
I am doing. I do stand-up every now and then. I have a different bunch of characters that I do. I do a character called Incognito, who's a prison magician. because I'm a magician as well. But I was like, there's never been an ex-con magician who does community service. So it's really silly. It's a lot of fun. So I've been doing that around town and just trying to stay busy. But One Big Happy's been keeping me busy for the last year.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that.
Well, you sound like you have an idea for your own sitcom, the post-felon magician out on the road now.
Exactly.
You got
one big happy is going to keep me going for a long time.
Yeah, well, that's good. So I hope that it gets picked up for more episodes. Six is not enough, right?
Six is never enough. We want six seasons. That's what we want.
Yeah, because you're just scratching the surface,
seasons, yeah.
You know? It usually takes two or three just to kind of get the characters, you know, rounded into shape in terms of...
Established. You're exactly right, Mike. Exactly right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I hope it goes very, very well, and that One Big Happy becomes a staple on NBC.
That would be fantastic. 9:30 on Tuesday night.
You got it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such a wonderful pleasure to be on a radio station that I know, that I grew up with.
Well, that's terrific.
It's like I'll get around to coming back to New York.
All right. Well, when you do, I hope you'll stop by.
I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With Chris Williams of One Big Happy, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.